Hello and welcome to WNC Original Music Episode 96, the Australian soap opera episode. This week, very happy to have Songs of the Folk. They're an acoustic duo from outside of Hendersonville, North Carolina, and they are made up of Tyler and Lauren Kaysen. Formerly known as Swamp Rabbit Railroad, they have been playing since 2010. They've got a full-length album out called Down by the Riverside, and they're working on an EP right now. And they have a new single out, and it is called Nice and Slow, and they have been nice enough to send that to me to play for you now. Here are Songs of the Folk.
My man, he fought for Lincoln's throes. When the fighting ceased, he figured it was time to leave. So he took off nice and slow. Into Bonnie made his home. Into Bonnie made his home. He drank the golden booze near this girl from Veracruz. So we took it nice and slow. We farmed there, but only Deb would grow. We farmed there, but only Deb would grow. With no money, we figured it was time to leave. So we took off nice and slow. We swam through the Gulf of Mexico. We swam through the Gulf of Mexico. When we finally arrived back through the American side, we took it nice and slow. We made it into San Antonio. We made it into San Antonio. In time we had a son. We were ever always on the run. But we took it nice and slow. They call my man Jorocho. They call my man Jorocho. The authorities mistook my man for a Mexican crook. Hands up, take it nice and
different songs come about differently, and so that one was one of the ones that I guess just sort of came out of nowhere. I didn't have much intention of writing the story of that song, but I suppose I started with the music on that one, and I had that sort of descending bassline progression, and that phrase, nice and slow, just kind of popped in, you know, I'm humming along and that phrase pops in at the end of that. So I thought, well, that would be cool to build a song around that phrase nice and slow. But, you know, what in the world do you build it around? You know, you don't want to sound, sexual or dirty. That was my first thought. Some people might like that, though.
That was your first thought. All right.
That was maybe my third or fourth thought. So I'd been reading, and I, you know, don't ask me how, but I'd been reading about Confederate soldiers after the Civil War. They would, they were all pissed off, and so they would go basically to Mexico, Latin America. Brazil was a big place, and they would try to colonize areas in those countries. And so I thought it would be, you know, maybe a funny, somewhat ironic story if there was a Confederate soldier who went to Latin America, in this case Veracruz, and he meets a girl, and then they end up deciding to move back to America, and he's mistaken for some sort of bad person, and his head is subsequently chopped off the guillotine. And it's just a story, really, you know, with I guess you could dissect it and take different themes out of it, but you know, at the end the girl gets his inheritance. Apparently he had money hiding somewhere. So I tied it up and made it a happy ending, you know.
It sounds like one of those songs that like the traditional folk song that is a fictional account, or maybe like semi-fictional, but also is like almost a little history lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I really like the wordplay. This is something Tyler does a good bit in his writing that's really clever, is to take a phrase and then turn it into different meanings throughout the song. So, you know, at first he's taking it nice and slow, and then the cop tells him, hands up, take it nice and slow, you know, mm-hmm. like a cop would. And then at the end, she takes it nice and slow with all the inheritance money.
All the different crimes, way you could say that.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that song required a little bit of research. You know, I didn't just know the term jarocho off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is that? Because you said Confederate jarocho. Is that what the term for?
So that is the term, as I understand it, it's the term for just a person from Veracruz, from the city of Veracruz in Mexico. So, and I think they use it. It's sort of a cultural, maybe akin to like Southerner, you know.
Oh, okay.
We use that like Southern food, Southern person, Southern style.
Yeah. Like Yankee or something like that.
We did pass a food truck once called the Jarocho food truck or something. We're like, there it is.
Do you ever forgive? If you never forget, do you have enough time to fill all the debts? When you get down to me, ready with a check to be made, just make it out to the one man band dancing in his own parade. Think you wanna confess to what it is you done wrong? You would never address how I helped you along. Nothing ever is said, 'cause you don't know what to say. Just tell it all to the one man band dancing in his own parade. In a lonely chateau, you're living worse than the poor. Seems that you'll never know Whitten opened the door. Now trouble looks like a guest leaning on the old balustrade. It left no room for the one-man band dancing in his own parade. You fight your way through the crowd. You push and shove to make peace. You think that by being proud, more respect you receive. You forgot where you are in the middle of a long cavalcade. At the front is the one man band dancing in his own parade.
Yeah, One Man Band, that might be my favorite song that I've written. I don't really have favorites. I like them all, you know. But that song was purely just exploring language and words and... kind of similar to Arcade, The Man in the Arcade. We were talking about that one. It's kind of like, you know, yeah, there are some themes and meaning behind it. But it's, for me at least, it's a lot of it is built on just...
a poetic mood.
Yeah, a poetic mood, having fun with words.
Yeah. Just like balustrade and...
yeah,
cavalcade
and balustrade, these words that that at least I think they sound cool. But yeah, you know, there's some thematic quality to that song, but I guess I'm just now realizing how many, you know, again, I build this, how many different ways can I approach this phrase sort of thing, you know, this person of a one-man band, or this concept of a one-man band. It's like all this other noise is happening, but he's the one constant sort of thing. And even in a, not sardonic, but sort of a, you know, haha, gotcha sort of way, you know.
You know what a one-man band has that a lot of other bands don't have?
What's that?
Freedom.
Freedom to play.
So I'm going to count that one as one of the three, one of the three songs.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to just note everyone that says or it says Freedom.
Oh, now you get to watch him eat the chipmunk.
Oh, boy.
the plow, don't you ever look back. And the plow, don't you ever look back. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. It's a long road to hoe. I was living in the middle of a sun-scorched land. Your water was black as coal. A remedy, this could be a helping hand. Just a taste will erase your soul, soul. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. It's a long road. Man, a hungry man said, can you give me some food? I said, sure, here, take this bone. And suddenly the night it turned into noon. And I realized I was alone, alone. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. It's a long road. I fell asleep underneath a judgment tree. When I woke, you were gone. A rattling snake told me I needed something to eat. But I figured he was wrong, wrong. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. And to the plow, don't you ever look back. It's a long road. Me to the water side. I saw the light fill up the cup of his hand. And a voice said, here am I. And to the plow, don't you ever look back.
Don't you ever look back.
And to the plow, don't you ever look back.
Don't you ever look back.
And to the plow.
Is a very new one. It's a recent song.
Plough.
Yeah. I feel like that spelling is more archaic, traditional. That's why I like it.
I wonder if that's one of the words that, you know, a lot of the reason that our words are different from English, you guys might already know this, is because of, I think it was Teddy Roosevelt. There was a movement towards that turn of the century, turn of the 19th century. 18 and 19. And but then I think Teddy Roosevelt like really got on board with it and like dictated it throughout the government.
The spelling of words, mm-hmm. like
more
how
simple. We spell, yeah, like we don't spell humor with an O U.
Yeah,
that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. ye, like old, used to have an E on it.
Yeah,
at the end of it, stuff like that.
Did he do the daylight savings time too, or no?
Is that FDR? I don't know. Put any of this.
I think UGH, you know, is more complex than W.
Plow.
But, you know, I read this author, Andrew Cartmo, and he does these fun books about a vinyl detective. And I made a face. Do I have to say that?
I think it came through.
A bourgeois face.
Your pause before you about a vinyl detective. That put the parentheses around.
Could you just hand me my pipe over there?
Yeah.
But it's funny, like, I mean, he, like, published in 2017, 2018. He's done another one this year. And, like, there's still words that that British people spell differently and use differently. And it's pretty cool. But, yeah, Hand to the Plow. That one, I was working on a totally different song. And that was sort of a lucky one that through working on this other song, I hit through this, I guess you would call it a riff. It's just a progression, but the rhythmic nature of that.
Into the cloud.
Yeah. I was mixing it with the other one. I just kind of stumbled upon that is what I'm trying to say. And so if I'm playing something I like, I'll just start humming and singing along with it. Maybe it's words, maybe it's not. And that is if I don't already have a phrase or something in mind. And so I just sang that phrase, Hand to the Plow. Don't you ever look back. And I even thought like, oh yeah, that seems too cliche. I'm not going to use that. That'll change. And it never did, because that's what the song was supposed to be. And really the idea of this guy and I guess in a deserted land or something, but he's thirsty, he's hungry, should he eat this, you know, should he drink this poison, and you know, from the snake, and you know, and then at the end I think there's a salvation aspect from an unexpected source, I guess. But yeah, that's, and just, you know, the idea of just, you know,
perseverance.
Yeah, simple perseverance, you know. And just, you know, regardless of your occupation or career or station in life or whatever it might be, you know, there's just kind of putting your head down and working through towards what you want.
Yeah. We at one point in our lives we rented a house that had like 11 acres, and it had a barn and all these tractors. And Tyler grew up in a family that gardened pretty substantially. And so he grew up doing that kind of stuff. I grew up in a suburb. And so early in our marriage, we taught in the public school and had summers off. So when we lived in this place that had all this land and all these tractors, we gardened like 3 acres of it. And so we definitely have the...
a big garden.
Yeah, it is. It was borderline a farm, legit. You know.
I was going to school and then working part-time at a hardware store where we had to recycle the seed every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we couldn't legally sell last year's seed, yeah. And the owner was very strict about it. So he was like, do you want this old seed? And it was all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we had free reign, you know.
Free tractors and all this land.
Hop on a tractor and just tear the earth up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to town with that. Right. So...
I just remember,
I was going to do that anyway.
Right.
So now that I got this seed. Yeah.
Our landlord said, because I had never really even pulled weeds. And I remember him saying, yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
And I remember also he would say, yeah, you're on the short road now. meaning you're almost at the end of this job or you're almost done. And so all these metaphors are, they're very real to us. And we have these real experiences of like plowing that long row and don't look back. Just put your head down and keep working.
But I love that verse. No man who puts his hand to the plow
and looks back
is fit for the kingdom of God.
Luke 9:63. It's very easy to look back and not just back, but to look over your shoulder and around and what everybody else is doing and compare yourself and feel like, oh, I'm not where I want to be, or I'm don't look too far forward in some ways and don't look back or to the side too often in a way that you're distracted or discouraged. But it's, to me, where we are in our career, I just want to kind of put our heads down metaphorically and just plow the row in front of us and do what, take the steps that are in front of us and not worry about what everybody else around us has done or is doing or what's in our past or too far in our future, but just put your hand to the plow and work and persevere and keep living in that. That's your path. Walk it. And that's what it means to me right now, but it could mean something different to somebody else, or probably mean something different to me in 2 years.
and that one, I wanted it to sound poetic, you know, and I think it's, I would probably rather be known as a poet than a songwriter. I think if you took, I would hope that you could take some of my songs and just read them and appreciate the meter of it.
No, don't look.
More from Songs of the Folk in just a few moments. I want to note a couple of things. The thing I said about freedom, you have to listen to all the episodes to understand that. So that's extra motivation for you to go back and listen to the first two episodes with Songs of the Folk. Also, you might have heard Lauren mention something about eating a chipmunk. That's because a cat was eating a chipmunk outside the window. Happens about every third episode. You can find Songs of the Folk at songsofthefolk.com. Also, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram, and there will be links in the show description, of course. You can find the podcast by searching WNC Original Music wherever you get your podcast, or going to wncoriginalmusic.com, or following us on Facebook at facebook.com/WNC Original Music, and lots of other places you can also find links to in the show notes.
This is Chloe Presley. You are listening to WNC Original Music.
Down, but up to him she stood by running on, running on.
Running on.
The sheriff is her pa.
She figures she can wait it out.
Now that the sheriff's on the draw.
She figures she can wait it out.
She cannot run the law. They're running on, running on, running on. Fingers on two triggers, they made it to the hill. Two fingers on two triggers, then everything was still. Two fingers on two triggers, and all the blood was spilled. And running on, running on, running on, running on, running on.
Running on is another story that could be true, and it probably is, but it's not written from our own knowledge of a story. And I always say it's that like Southern Gothic genre, like Faulkner and Ron Rash and that kind of thing. That's the picture it puts in my head. It's kind of bleak. And a story of a woman who's strong and who's fighting her way out of a bad situation. And sometimes running away from something is a cowardly move and not the right thing to do, but in this story it is the right thing to do. And I like the ending, the twist of there's a child at the beginning in her arms, in the mother's arms, and even though the mother doesn't make it, the child makes it out alive. So you know, I just think of it as a great kind of mountain. I guess it could be anywhere, but I think of she's running down the mountain. So I think it's a like old Appalachian setting.
Yeah.
But it could still be applied to modern day, you know, a toxic or unhealthy relationship. And she gets out and she doesn't make it, but the child does.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's one of the songs that I had that, you know, because it's just sort of Hollis Brown type, dum 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 dum, where it's just sort of a drawn ostinato. I don't know. It's just this pattern that sort of maintains the song, and that's it, you know. And there are a couple moments where I play some different things, but it's mainly that pattern throughout the song. And so I had that, and I thought, well, here we go. You know, bam, I've got this song. And then for some reason, the story or the words just evaded me. Like, I came up with so many bad lyrics for that song. And
trying to force them in there.
Yeah, and it literally set on my little recorder at least a year and a half. And every now and then I would just come back to it and see if something just struck. Mm-hmm. And nope, I come back and nope. And then finally something dead running down the mountain. And then I guess that just launched into the story of it. Mm-hmm. But that's how it goes for me, at least. Is some songs are easy, some are hard. That's the nature of it.
Say art imitating life. A girl who's
that song's not about us at all.
A girl who's a singer trying to make it in the world and playing in the dives, just trying to make it as a singer, find her way.
That's the whole theme of the song, and I wanted a character that I could relate to, but that was not like me at all. Mm-hmm. And so this idea of maybe, she's singing country ballads and honky tonk joints in 1980 7 or something.
With a perm, or, you know.
Yes, she's got a perm, definitely. Yeah. But, again, I love names and language, and I wanted a Southern female name, you know, and I went through the litany of,
you hear Annabelle Annabelle
and, mm-hmm. and these sort of like these compound names, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, Arabelle. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I like that. And, you know, naturally I went to Google to see if that was a legitimate name, and it's not. So that's even better.
I made up a name.
We keep waiting. Yeah. Like, this is my daughter, Arabelle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my cousin's name.
No, I'm waiting for somebody to name their child after the song.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. I did have a student, I think, named his dog after him.
That's not the same.
That's pretty close for some people. That's a child.
You gotta start somewhere. Yes. I mean, it's better than, like, naming him after Game of Thrones characters.
Right.
Like
yeah. That's Arabelle's story, but it's also maybe our story a little bit, and it's also a lot of other musicians' stories, you know.
It is sometimes a very cathartic song to sing at the right venue.
Yeah.
Right before you mentioned the tip jar.
Yeah.
Just in case you're wondering what the song's about.
Poor Old Heart is the only song I've ever contributed to lyrically. We were living in Georgia while Tyler was working on school stuff at UGA, and one Sunday afternoon he just started playing this riff on the mandolin, And I just started humming a melody, and then the words came to me. Where, oh, where have you gone, my love? And he kind of helped me edit through, you know, make it a little more poetic. And I don't know, we just sat there and kind of hammered it out.
We did it. We never changed it.
Yeah.
It happened right then and there that day. Yeah. And we were living in this really cool, but really small. I mean,
smaller
like
than this.
A little bit bigger than this room.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Like 1800s. It's the original tiny house.
Uh-huh. this little fireplace, and the kitchen was like just a cupboard that opened.
Yeah.
And
wooden floors, wooden walls, wooden ceiling.
And it just, I think it inspired that riff. And then I think it inspired Lauren's language there. You know, I mean, that's such a beautifully classic, you know,
wooden floors.
What, you know, where have you gone, my love? You know, mm-hmm. that's a great.
It feels very southern, and you know, he says in Llewyn Davis, the movie. I think he says it's never new, but or it's always old, and I'm getting it
it's
wrong.
It's a song that was never new and never gets old.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it is one of those songs. Like, do I know this? You know, it's familiar, but new.
Yeah, it has that kind of plaintive, not the murder ballad tradition, but mm-hmm. some other tradition, like there's just the heartache.
Yeah.
Not even that. That sounds too just regular country music. But I don't know for sure.
No, but it is. It's
kind of a yearning feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bleak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of look like Oscar Isaac.
Thank you. You're right. I think that's the lighting. Usually I get Donny Osmond.
No.
I'll take Oscar Isaac. You know, he's a singer too. Have you ever heard his music?
Not outside of that movie, but I would listen to it based on...
Oh, yeah, of course he sang in a movie. But he had like some pop songs, sort of pop indie songs out before the movie. I think that's what helped him get that.
I would listen to him.
One of them is, I don't know if, because I've heard it, I don't know if it's because I've heard it so much, because when I go to like Pandora and type in like at like the Llewyn Davis station, that song comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like not folk music. And I'm like, what is this song? I look and it was him.
Huh.
But it has a, like, you might recognize it. It was, I don't know if it was a hit, but it's.
We'll look it up.
Pretty good. It's a good pop song, you know. All right, guys. Oh, I forgot to ask a couple of nonsense questions real quick. Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in the possibility of ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but I believe in angels.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about, like, specifically ghosts. Not...
Like spooky ghosts?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, like... I don't let myself, because I would be too scared of them if I did believe in them.
That is a great answer.
we'll just say no.
Yeah. What country best represents your personality, not USA, USA?
Well, USA definitely does not best represent my personality.
All right.
I think it's some sheep herding town. It's whatever town is in Waking Ned Divine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that Scotland?
Yeah. Like, remote, where they just eat bread and chicken and
mm-hmm.
walk home from the bar and live their lives very simply.
So I'll say Scotland for you.
Yeah.
Man, that is an interesting question. I think there's a little bit of a Canadian sentiment in me, in that, but then there's also maybe a reckless, I can be very harsh in a way. Maybe I am more American than I thought.
Maybe Somalia, maybe? Not that harsh. I think you're reckless.
Oh, man. Let's just go with the Kiwis. I think I'm a New Zealander.
That's a good one. Pick from these superpowers. Flight, super strength, invisible, or ESP?
Oh, God, not ESP.
No. I don't want to know what people are thinking.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Flight, what's the second one?
Flight, super strength, invisible, or ESP?
Flight, because I get tired of having to drive everywhere.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is a trick. It's a trick question. You can fly, but you fly at the same speed that you walk.
So well, then what's the point?
Wow.
You can skip traffic, you know. It's easy on your feet.
Wow, look at me go.
Like Chris Angel, you know, he just kind of comes up a little bit.
Hovering.
Great trick, Chris. You hopped slow.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to thank Songs of the Folk for being on the show. That's the third of three episodes, so I'm going to miss having them on the podcast, but maybe we can do it again sometime. Make sure to go and follow them at songsofthefolk.com, and make sure to search your streaming services, including Apple and Spotify, for their new single called Nice and Slow. That's the first song you heard on the podcast episode tonight, or today. I don't know when you're listening, and actually while I'm recording it, it's not tonight, so I don't know why I said that. Anyway, look for WNC Original Music wherever you get your podcast, or go to WNCOriginalMusic.com, and also follow us on Facebook and Instagram for lots of extras, including videos, and then we have a couple of videos from this episode as well. There's starting to be a lot more live music being played, live and local music, so if you can safely go out and enjoy some live music. In the meantime, make sure to support your local artists by buying their music online and purchasing their merchandise, or just going to their Patreon pages or similar tip jar type pages or sites and supporting them monetarily. For our closing song tonight, we have a tune from Eric Case. Eric is a singer-songwriter from Chicago, Illinois. And if you don't know this already, the best way to get your song on the podcast, if you're not from Western North Carolina, is to name your song about North Carolina, or I'm from a little town in North Carolina called Wilson, so if you want to write a song called Wilson, that would be even better. I played that like three times on one episode. But anyway, this song is called Carolina. It appears on Eric's latest release, Sweet Relief, and it's available on Apple Music and Spotify. And also you can find him on facebook.com/thisisericcase. This is Eric Case. Have a good week.
Carolina, don't you call my name. Carolina, don't you bring me back till the sun don't shine and the moon turns black. 'Cause I don't really want to know that it's time. Carolina, don't you say a word, saying nothing that I haven't already heard. Song. Just pack your things and move along to your crooked coastal plains and the pines. Oh yeah. Something to say, you just go to hell. Carolina, don't you make a sound till they lay my body in the cold gray ground. Till they lay my body in the cold gray ground. Oh. I
And then one time a bird built a bird's nest in my sun visor, like overnight.